pay close heed to my every word.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 395. I'm Matt Durson.
Clay Inferno.
Here we are. It's a couple days before Thanksgiving. This is way. This is the way we're doing it.
Oh my God. I knew this was going to go to Mandalorian.
I know. I don't want to turn this. I don't want to turn this into the Mandalorian podcast.
Listen, do you think I'm sad about that? No, I want to desperately talk about it. I'm so glad we're kicking off with a little Mandalorian update.
Let's go right in. Sure.
Right at the top of the show. This is, I said it last time, this is exactly what I want from Star Wars. This was exactly what I was picturing when George Lucas sold the fucking rights to Disney and they made that big show. This is what I was picturing in my head. This is what I want.
This was definitely a very fun episode. I called it
AKA Iron Man 4. It was very Jon Favreau, and it was very like jumping right to the end, but there was like, I was like, oh, is that Iron Patriot saluting to Iron Man? You know?
Well, I think they just did that as a little joke because he's like, oh, I gotta get me one of those because he needs a jetpack.
Like, yeah. No, but he likes the other Mandalorian, like, saluted him.
Right.
You know, it was very much like Rhodey and Iron Man.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking badass. Yes.
It was pretty cool. But, like, we learned more. I mean, we're learning a little bit. We're never going to find out everything that happened to this guy, but we know what happened as a kid and, you know, whatever and all that stuff. But, like, we'll never know his true
origin. Which is also classic Star Wars. And classic, like, and it's, you know, Jyn Erso in Rogue One, too. They stuffed her in a little bunker right at the beginning.
Yeah. Yep.
Similar to Mando, as they're just calling him Mando now. Is that new in this episode?
That's what Carl Weathers calls him. What'd you say? Is that the name of the episode?
Is that new in this episode? Or did they
I think
Mando
Carl Weathers called him Mando in the first one, too.
Oh, okay. I didn't exactly catch it, but it's just your name is your race?
Well, he doesn't have a name, so I guess Carl Weathers just says, hey, Mando.
Right. But aren't those other Mandalorians, like, creeping around that town also looking for bounties?
I don't know what those guys are doing, to be honest with you, but they sure came in handy. I actually did not see that coming, and maybe that's stupid on my part, but
I didn't either.
I thought, okay, he's gonna get out of this somehow, and it's kind of like, how's he gonna get out of this? He's got a million like other bounty hunters trying to kill him.
Stacy had said, I was wondering how he contacted the other Mandalorians. And she was like, oh, when he's like kind of dozing off, like petting Baby Yoda, he like actually like went onto his arm or something and like signaled them in some way. I didn't exactly catch that either.
I kind of just thought they knew or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were following him around, or somebody caught wind of it and said, hey, we got to go help that Mando.
Well, they obviously heard a big old Western style gunfight, like with the showdown and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a little flute. Doo-doo-doo. A little flute. Him against Carl Weathers.
Yeah. We jumped way ahead, but we can run it down. So yeah, it starts off, I think, you know, little Yoda is, it's very cute. Of course, he's trying to get the little knob off the thing on the ship. And he's like, that's not a toy. And I'm kind of in my mind, I'm like, so is he bringing this thing to Werner Herzog?
Or was he going to just let him? Yeah.
Yeah. Or just be like, okay, well now I got this thing, but no, he brought it. Like, as he was contracted to do, he hands him over, but he's like, what are you going to do with it? Like, he is kind of concerned, but he gets paid a lot of those, what do they call those things? Those little armor gold bar things, whatever they are.
Yeah, those are like it's like a sacred metal to Mandalorians.
Right.
That was all stolen from, it's kind of like when Nazis took like all of the Jewish gold or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, you got to get that back.
Yeah, he did say like it belongs with
Beth-Thar. Beth-Thar?
Something
I think
like
it's
that.
Called.
Yeah. So it's very cool. Yeah, like just like in the first episode, he melts it all down and he gets brand new, nice armor, and he says, give the rest to the foundlings. Is it the foundlings,
yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
So, like, sort of the orphans or the whatever,
Because he was a foundling.
Because
Bruce was a foundling. Wayne was a foundling. And in a way, Luke was a foundling, you know, dropped off by by his aunt and uncle, you know?
Yeah. So foundling.
And then, of course, all of the foundling Jedi Force-sensitive younglings that the bastard Anakin Skywalker, I won't even call him Darth Vader, killed. Won't even call him that.
He's not worthy. One of them was George Lucas's son, by the way. I don't know if you remember that.
Really? So he ruined Star Wars and ruined his own son by killing him in the movie. Great.
Well, he didn't kill him on screen, but yeah, essentially.
More of like a Cyclops in X3.
Yeah, killed off screen. Yeah. So he also gets these, what do they call them, the whispering birds? I don't know. I don't remember. I think it's something like that, right? Birds. Or...
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't catch what they were called. Stacy didn't see when he was given those, but I knew exactly when they were going to use them. I was like, oh, he's going to use those things. She's like, what things? Like, she missed that.
Yeah, I kind of missed it, too. And I was like, what did he just do? And Rachel said, oh, those are the things that she gave him. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, each of us were all like, picking up like a
Somebody's paying attention.
Well, there's a lot going on. You know what I mean?
There is. It's true.
It's like jam-packed with... It's a movie every week. It's a movie that's like less than an hour long. Like, it's just as good as any of the movies. Especially this episode. I mean, this was like...
Yeah, there was a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool. He has some conversations with the other Mandos, and they're kind of just, you know... And then we learn that they have like a catchphrase, "This is the way." Which I suppose will replace "I have spoken" in the nerd community as the new, like.
Yeah, and but it's more like "I have one with the Force, the Force is with me."
Yeah, it's more of a mantra, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. We have some fun little, I mean, that's just laying the groundwork for later, but I honestly didn't see that they would be back. But, you know, it's more character stuff. And
I
more
thought
like
that. Actually, when they first started, like when the two Mandalorians were about to fight, you know, they kind of do fight. But I kind of thought that it was going to be more like he is like the hotshot and that everybody resents him. But in the end, they're all part of the same tribe and they protect each other, even, you know, after like the Forger lady is like, you know.
Right.
Yeah, makes peace with them, like telling the kids to stop fighting or whatever. they're glad
Boys.
That he brought the Beth-Thar back to the tribe, and they are still part of the tribe and they are all together, even though there was like a little bit of a, oh, you think you're hot shit coming back here with all this, you know, stuff. They really are like a family.
Yeah. And that's as we obviously learned, we definitely see that there's like a together. I don't know. It's almost like the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. And,
right. Mr. Horniest.
Oh, I thought this podcast needed some more crotchety in it.
need more crotchiness.
Well, we've got plenty of crotch, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes when you're Mr. Horny, Mr. Hornier, and Mr. Horniest.
Well hung.
We were talking about the Mandalorian, so I assume you've got some stuff to say. Do you want to add your 2 cents?
I'll add my 2 cents. The episode was fine. I enjoyed it. But special effects is that's not made rocket packs look cool when someone's flying.
Even though he needs to get,
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have one too, even though you look sort of like a rag doll flopping around on it. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how would the legs work? Wouldn't they just kind of dangle?
They've got real rocket packs, and if you see them, the guy's legs are usually just flapping out.
Yeah. Right, they don't go straight out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they do because it looks cooler on TV.
Yeah. So, where are you guys at in your discussion?
Oh, we're sort of more just talking about sort of like the background, like Mandalorian culture type stuff that we're learning. You know,
the Mandalorian has a name, too. It's like...
Jim.
Mando Calrissian.
We call them Jim.
It's Jim.
That's right. We came up with that name.
Well, I thought that's what you meant.
I think there's like a real name for him.
No, I don't think so. Is there?
I don't know. Mr. Sunday Movie said there was, or someone did. Maybe it wasn't.
What did he say?
Well, I don't remember. I'll look it up.
Because you're crotchety and old.
We were saying that he had like a nickname, like that's Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers just calls him Mando because it's short for Mandalorian, and he doesn't. Maybe you don't know names in the guild.
Yeah, because it's just the race. It's like when I call Durson Whitey. Hey, Whitey.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's a little racist. Mm. I'm a little offended.
It's on the nose, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm as white as anything.
So. White as they come.
So, I don't know. Who cares what his name is? I don't know. I don't want him to have
it. It says his name is Din Djarin.
Oh.
Pedro Pascal revealed his name in a behind-the-scenes interview.
Oh, so that wasn't an on-screen. On-screen. That's a Captain Kirk thing.
Nice.
Right. Did he just make that up? Did Pedro Pascal name is Din?
As the Mandalorian, whose name is Din Djarin, is your iconically cool, flawed, mysterious loner gunslinger that harkens to the best of samurai movies and westerns.
All right,
it's also sort of implied here that they never take their helmets off. And I was when do you take your helmet off? Like when you go
probably
to bed?
To go to sleep or something. Yeah, when no one's around.
You brush your teeth and. You know, stuff?
No, it's got all that stuff built into the helmet.
Oh, there's a little little toothbrush arms like the Jetsons.
Just
like,
beep, beep,
beep, beep. That would be
brush
great.
Your teeth.
Yeah. It's got everything else in
and everything.
Yeah, he's got a flamethrower and stuff in his armor. Why not
or is it more like the Flintstones and he has little creatures in there that are doing it? And they're like, it's a living.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say
it's a living. I hope. Yeah, I don't want them to have little creatures. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What are they?
Jawas have. That's why you can't see their face because they have little bugs crawling all over their faces.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, Mandalorian. Well, okay. I don't want to get all nerdy, but I guess I do. So Jango Fett.
You're talking about it already.
I know. So we're already doing it. Jango Fett was a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Right. So he just looked like a dude under there.
Yeah.
So. And he took his helmet off, though, all the time.
Well, you know, it was a different time back then. They weren't a secret society like they are. If you watch, I don't know what it was. What was that show? Rebels? It was like a whole thing about, like, one of the main characters was a Mandalorian.
Right.
And she took her helmet off all the time. Yeah. So,
that's right.
But, again, was it they weren't in hiding from that? I don't know who they're hiding from.
It's an Empire thing. Like,
yeah, but I thought the Empire wasn't around except for those 10 stormtroopers.
Dirty stormtroopers.
Yeah, dirty.
That he killed.
Yeah.
With his little whispering.
It seemed like that the walk in was a lot quicker to grab little Yoda than it was.
No, I thought of that too. I'm like, geez, he should be out of here.
Took a different way around, I guess.
Yes, took the long way. I want to kill some more of these fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Did you know that eyeball robot thing? Is that a creature? It's a living, like, or is that a robot?
That's the droid equivalent of it's a living.
Oh, because yeah, it looks like it's alive, kind of. Like, well, the so eyeball looks like it has.
I mean, you know, he does.
Yeah, stuff. I mean, all those droids, you know, they're kind of alive.
They're made to. They're built so that you feel like you're into it. It's sort of like talking to Siri.
Yeah, you know? Or Alexa. That thing is basically that new Alexa doorbell thing that they have.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird, but okay. I mean, I guess if you lived in a house, it's
which
more.
I do.
Yeah. So if you
I'm actually thinking of getting something similar to that because I can't hear the doorbell over here in the office. So I end up spending all day downstairs waiting if a repair guy is supposed to show up.
Oh, I see.
Which happened on Friday. I essentially lost an entire day because they ran really late. They said we'll be there between 10 and 1. And they showed up at like 3.
God, you have really bad luck with things like this. I don't know.
I do. I think everybody does, though. I don't think it's just me. Talk to Josh.
Yeah, Josh has bad luck. That's the last time the cable people had to come to my house, like they were here like early in the morning. And I was like, that's amazing. This has never happened in the history.
I was the second appointment of the day for this guy. Apparently, he ran into some. Anyway, who cares? Let's
who cares?
Talk about.
Get one of those.
While waiting for him.
Anyways, all right. So, yeah, we were going through the plot a little bit. He got his armor. They're talking. Then there's a little tension with the other Mandalorians and whatever. It gets smoothed over. And
what's the thing they say? That's the way
this
it is.
This is the way. That's the way.
That's how things
the way
are.
It is. Something will never change.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
It's like that Star Trek episode where they found the gangsters of the 1920s, and then a whole civilization grew up around it. And they found the Bruce Springsteen song, and then the Mandalorian culture is based around, not Bruce Springsteen, Hornsby.
It's Hornsby, yeah.
Yeah.
Hornsby. Our friend Yo.
Bruce Lonnie.
Mr. Hornsby.
Mr. Hornsbyist.
A little tiff, and then they settle things when the lady's like, stop being bitches, you two. And they're like, all right, that's the way
your
it is.
Your brothers.
That's the
Quit
way it is.
Quit picking on your brother. Quit picking on your brother.
So, and I mean, he leaves. Again, I thought, like, when is he going back? Obviously, this would be a really lame show if he didn't go back and get that baby Yoda.
Yeah.
You know, so. But he gets all the way out in space, touches the little knobby thing.
No, he doesn't even take off.
That's right. He doesn't take off. He gets the ship. He gets the ship. You're right.
Goes in
you're
the ship. Right. He plays with the fiddles with the knob, and he's like, baby Yoda.
I gotta. And then he just goes back. Yeah. So. They really dragged this out.
He fiddles with the radio, and it's like Springsteen, and then it's like, that's just the way it is.
It's like, oh, no, wait, I like the Bruce I like is Hornsby. Let's keep switching over there. Yeah. But he's like, that little fuck about saved my tookus when the giant mud rhino was coming after me, so I gotta do him a solid and return the favor.
That's right. That's exactly.
That would be the perfect time to do a Spaceballs 2, and then have them copy that scene, and then he pushes in an 8-track.
And of course, Baby Yoda would still be played by Mel Brooks.
Yeah, that's right. Baby Yogurt. So he goes. Yeah, he goes back, and like you said, well, I like it because like that little thing comes out, plays little Alexa guy, and then he just rips it right off. Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty cool.
Then stormtroopers are right by the door, going, "Hey,
yeah,
it's like the equivalent of a ring and run."
He left the flaming bag of poo out there. But I mean, I don't know. I have to say though, and this isn't a criticism really, but like stormtroopers have not gotten any smarter or better.
That the stormtrooper is standing right next to him in mist. I was like, they had to put that in on purpose. Like, that was intentional that stormtroopers are
right. And like,
Imperial stormtroopers.
And he's like, let's split up. And I turned to say, so I was like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
These guys are wasted.
These idiots. He kills all of them. Like, nothing. Like, they're just.
It's good stuff.
Man. No
like,
wonder
video
you guys
game
lost.
Style. It was like silent takedowns and stuff. It was cool. I was like, is this the Batman video game?
Is this the story of G.I. Joe number 21? Or whatever it
19.
Was. 19.
Then he goes back. What did he go back to Carl Weathers, I guess? I don't remember how this
No,
works.
Carl Weathers comes to him.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody starts getting their beepers going off.
Yeah. And, yeah, so every bounty hunter in the world is suddenly after him. And
but more like fighting. In the neighborhood, really.
Well, all right. Yeah. But, and there's more fighting. It's very cool.
Firefight anyone?
And then he's cornered, and it looks bad. It looks very, very bad.
Then it goes, what's the Avengers theme? You know, they all come out of the...
Oh, you're missing...
Avengers. The Avengers. Sorry.
You're missing a small important moment when the R2 unit is like, no, I'm not driving anywhere.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
She's
like, he has a... Yeah, he clearly has a thing with droids anyway, because in the first episode he didn't want.
Yeah, that's because they showed the big bad droids in the flashback.
Oh, that's right. The ones from the prequels, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, what that? And he's like, that, nothing. Oh.
What's that?
Come here, you little R2 unit.
You stupid little protocol droid. I know, those are really lame voices for, like, big, bad-looking...
That, nothing.
Yeah, so that was actually, I guess I didn't put two and two. I did recognize
I didn't recognize that as those droids from the prequels. I thought, I was like, why is there a Cylon in here?
It was the, like, R2-D2 lights him on fire when he squirts him with
oil. Oh, yeah.
They're in the final battle of Attack of the Clones
and stuff, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, so I guess I didn't really, that's why he hates droids, because
his family was getting beat up by him, and then, you know, so that's what, you know, I think, maybe.
That's, okay. Well,
I mean, I'd be fairly drunk. Look at, you know, the mummy still scares me, and that's not even real. I saw that when I was six, you know? So just imagine what a real thing would do to you.
That's true, yeah, like... A mummy killed your family when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I definitely
would not want to hang out with mummies.
But I mean, all droids are all droids created equal? Like a little R2 unit is the same as this giant. Well,
if there was a little mummy, you know, like hands? A cat mummy or something, you know, I'd be like, keep it away.
Anyways, the big moment, which we've already kind of touched on before John came on, but.
And they played the Avengers.
The Avengers theme played.
Well, that's why I called it Iron Man 4.
Oh, yeah, it's that too.
It's kind of Iron Man 3, actually.
Well, yeah, but I was saying that this episode was AKA Iron Man 4.
Yeah, when he says,
yeah, and then,
take him to church, and all and then, the Mandos came.
Yeah, and he's like, on your left. Or yeah. On your right, or whatever.
On your left?
Yeah, that was... But, yeah, I mean, it was cool. And, like, they were just Mandalorians of all shapes and sizes come to the rescue. Of their...
On rocket packs.
Jim. Tim.
Sideswipe, give me your rocket pack.
Bruce. George.
Bruce Hornsby, who's like, sing my song!
Jerry.
And, yeah. But they do have another, he gets, they're like, get out of here, you know, go.
You get out of here.
And he's run away with the little baby, which they didn't even know. I mean, they don't know what this thing is. They don't, I guess they don't care. Who cares?
It's a Yoda.
Yeah, but how come nobody knows about Yoda, his self? You know what I mean? How come they aren't like, oh, it's a baby Yoda. How come they're not talking about Yoda?
Because probably Yodas are all over the place.
There's like a million,
It's like Greedos. They're everywhere.
Right, there are a ton of Greedos.
There was probably six Yodas at that bar in the, you know, where all the guys hang out, you know?
Six Yodas. So anyway, he's running to his ship and Carl Weathers is there. And
we have a little Johnny Dangerously moment.
Is that what it is? It's like, come on, Stallion!
I feel like he shot him so that he knew that he wouldn't die.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Yeah.
Because
that's just like the cigarette case in Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, and just like in the Three Musketeers with Charlie Sheen.
Mm. Oh, well.
And just like in Batman.
That's right, when Michael Keaton puts the thing.
Except everybody, except for Johnny Dangerously. Oh, that's two Michael Keaton movies right there.
You want to get nuts?
I feel like they all would have died.
Yeah.
That was a real bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was also
my Marty mother McFly called me Mando once.
Once.
So yeah, that's true. I kind of forgot about that. Yeah, he shoots him and he pulls out one of those whatever they're called again. Sorry, Balthazars.
Yeah, Balthazar.
Guys, Balthazar.
Oh, Balthazar Getty.
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of art is Balthazar art?
And yeah, so I guess we'll see Carl Weathers again. I hope
in the next Predator reboot.
Let's hope they don't do any more Predator reboots. First of all,
they just don't do anything with the Predator ever again.
I know they already. They had one good one. They just yeah. leave it.
Yeah, stop.
So. Yeah, and so now he's flying around. What's he going to do with this baby Yoda? He's
going to eat it. Probably.
What do we think Werner Herzog was going to do with it?
Clone it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Suck out some power. Oh, he's going to get midichlorians out of him.
Maybe that was it. He was going to extract. He was going to extract something.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, because he didn't care if it was dead or alive. So I guess all he needed was DNA.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah.
So maybe some baby Yoda semen.
Dino maybe. DNA.
But the guy from American Gods, the sort of weenie little, I assume we'll see him again, I guess, too. He's like, I told him to kill him. I said not to kill him. I kept him alive.
I like his big glasses because that seems like very much like something you see like in a Star Wars comic book, but not necessarily on screen. That like he would have like big, you know. Glasses.
Big nerdy glasses because he's a doctor and he's not like a warrior.
Kind of like a Victor Von Fries kind of big glasses.
I don't think is anyone in Star Wars other than what's her name? Maz
Kanata.
Maz Kanata. Yeah,
She doesn't count. She's too new.
Yeah, she's too new. Yeah,
and those are like
she doesn't count. All right.
Yeah, the guy that was in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, crap. Another reference.
John Favreau says he wants to, like, rework the Star Wars Holiday Special in some way.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah. I think he was wearing glasses.
I don't think Art Carney can do the Holiday Special.
Probably not now.
No, but they'll just recast and have a... Or maybe they can DH him. I mean, they had fucking... What's his name? Governor Tarkin. Why not just do a Governor Tarkin with Art Carney?
Starring Kevin James as Jackie Gleason.
Kevin James. Well, I mean, maybe he wants to just redeem... But if he's going to redeem Star Wars, he needs to do all the prequels and Last Jedi again as well. So... You can start with the Holiday Special and then just redo all the bad things.
Yeah.
And all the crappy... Didn't you say Rebels had, like, some really shitty episodes? And some
Rebels
really amazing
was mostly
episodes.
Shitty episodes with, like, peppered in with, like, just spectacular stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you'd wait a whole season for, like, the two or three good episodes.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
I gave up on it after a while.
It's a kid's cartoon, you know what I mean? But they had some cool stuff in it, but it was kind of
rewatch
focused on.
Because it looks nice on Disney Plus. I don't know what I was watching it on before. Maybe it was on Netflix for a little bit, but it was, and then it wasn't. So, you needed some sort of Disney thing, so it's the only way I could watch it now, anyways. First two episodes are great. They got me hooked.
Rebels?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first couple episodes were fine, and then I'm just like, ugh, meanders.
Yeah, I think I've seen all of the first season already, but now I'm watching it now, I'm like, I don't remember any of this. So I guess I have to watch it, pay attention this time.
There's another show. I guess I'm a little late to the party. Was it show Resistance or something like that? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that seemed to be a show no one liked, but I could be wrong.
Everybody hated it because it looked like anime.
It was like computer animated looking anime, which is, I hate that.
And I think it was like really like, you want to talk about soft, like, or like kids related. It was like really like not a lot of like fighting or anything in it. It was like about relationships or something.
That's the best part of these things is the fighting.
I know.
I know. These takedown scenes in Mando number 3, that was some prime superhero type action there. That was real
cool. Yeah, I like how he uses the little grappling hook thing. I like he used the fire on this one.
Yeah.
You know, like he says a flamethrower.
Hummingbird or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Whispering.
He's a fire the flamethrower in another episode too, I think. But
yeah, he did.
Against the rhino thing, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. Oh. It's cool. It's cool.
I mean, if I had a fire thing on my arm like that, I'd fucking be using that shit.
Durson used to have one. He used to be able to shoot fire out of his hands.
It was just a can of spray paint. hairspray and lighter, but it looked good for high school kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So, what are there, 8 of these?
Sure.
Oh, all right.
No, I was kind of hoping it would be like Riverdale, like fucking 28 episodes of the season.
No, it's a pretty short season, but Jon Favreau has already said that they're starting work on season 2.
Wow.
I enjoy a Jon Favreau thing. I enjoy a Jon Favreau vehicle.
Yeah, a Jon Favreau joint.
All right.
He made a really great movie that was like an independent type movie that was really good. But all about the there was
truck Avengers guys? In it.
Swingers?
It was like it was Chef.
Yeah, I saw Chef. Yeah.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah, I know really Bassmaster. That movie.
Yeah, I know Bassmaster, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Chef was fun. Is that when he got really fat? Because he ate a lot working on that movie?
He was like super fat, but I think he was fat before that.
I think so too. I think he was not fat. Then he got kind of fat, and then he got skinny during Iron Man, and then he just got fat again and just stopped.
Like, yeah, I mean,
it's like,
it's enough with this bouncing around Oprah thing. Let's just
let's pick a weight and stay with it. This
I don't want to fat shame Jon Favreau, but if I had the amount of money that he had, I would definitely be like, okay, you cook me food, you tell me how to exercise 1 hour a day.
Go get liposuction all the time.
Every couple of months.
Lipo. Yeah, you know, like there are people out there that do that. They're like, and then they get their liposuction, and they get fat again because they don't change their eating habits or exercise. Wild to me. Oh, yeah, I don't know why you would do that, waste all that money. But if you're rich, I suppose it doesn't matter. So I'd be like, I'll just do another Iron Man script. It'll be fine. I'll produce another Star Wars show. It'll be fine. I'll be able to afford the lipo.
What do they always say? Like directors are like one for you and one for me. Like right. I'll do your
one
Star
for the
Trek
studio.
Movie.
Yeah,
but maybe he's like doing that with Disney. He's like, but then I'm going to make a movie where I'm a chef and I'm just going to eat the whole time.
Then I'm going to make a movie about liposuction. I'm going to have to do a lot of research into it.
I'm going to tell you. This is a side note here, nothing to do with Jon Favreau, but when I was in the hospital like 8 years ago, one of my roommates was he was a pretty big guy, but he said he used to weigh 600 pounds.
Holy moly. Ooh.
But he was like 280. So, I mean, good for him. But
did he do that gastric bypass or
he
something?
He did gastric bypass, but he didn't eat right.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said. And, and now he's in the hospital with all this
gastrointestinal
bullshit going on.
What it is that's like it's like getting your like a jump start your car. You know if you have a dead battery, it's like the first part. But then you need to kind of keep the car running for it to take. You know,
yeah. So, and you can't just be like, well, my car is gonna live forever now.
Yeah, you can't just turn on and then turn it back off. You gotta let it kind of charge and stuff. So yeah, a lot of people do that and then they don't follow up because they're like, well, now it's done. But you have to. Look at I know
you
these
gotta
things.
Gotta start eating right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't just.
Yeah.
It's like anything. You can't just be like, "Oh, I'm taking insulin now. I can eat all the candy I want." It's like, no, that's not.
I mean, I could, but you know, I don't feel like going into a diabetic coma.
I'd be pretty I'd be upset with myself if I did.
What a way to go.
Yeah, right. A big sundae.
Yeah, I'm going to have a big plate of Chinese chicken fingers. If I'm like, forget it. I'm just,
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, I'm going to just do that.
Have you seen these yards of candy? Have you seen this thing? It's like a Snickers yard. It's just like a giant, I don't know if it's many like Snickers bars in one. It must be, but like.
It sounds amazing.
All the yard. And it's a yard long. It's like a yard stick, but like thicker. And I think they're just all candy bars. Oh, like, man. What the hell?
I could go
by
that.
By only eating candy bars, we don't know what these is.
There's a, on T Public, there's a guy that, I think he's called, I can't remember what he's called.
Mando.
But it's something with Chewbacca in it. But he does all these old, like, retro 70s and 80s PSA t-shirts, and that's one of them is the Robillard t-shirt.
Robillard?
Yeah.
Robillard? Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah,
I would donate to whatever charity it used to be for to get a Chow Daddy t-shirt.
Well, that was just school lunches, right?
That was just eat lunch.
Yeah. God, how awful those lunches were, though. Can you, like, encouraging us to eat them?
Abington did not have good school lunches.
Oh.
It was the 70s and 80s. Can't really expect much.
Yeah.
Do you remember Snippets? With like the little inchworms that would go ding, 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 ding. Snippets!
I vaguely remember that.
I just want to keep reminding people because no one remembers it.
I mean, it vaguely sounds familiar, but what was it? Was it like a
PSA thing? That would be the intro, and then it'd be like, and here's like a dentist. Here's what a dentist does, and this is the fire.
You're going to hate dentists for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, those things. I don't know. Now it's all over the internet, I suppose.
Yeah, that's how I remembered what Snippets was. I came across it during I looked up like WLVI 56, and it brought up a bunch of old commercials. So I watched those one day while working.
There you go. I meant like, what do kids today, like they don't watch, they must get all that stuff from.
They watch TV, you know, they've got like, 16 Disney channels and 19
YouTube
channels. And that's what all the hubbub is about, YouTube gathering up all their information that they weren't supposed to be doing.
Well, I mean, anytime you go on the internet, someone is gathering up your information.
But when you're a child, that's the thing. That's why they got that big fine of like $170 million or something.
I was watching some YouTube yesterday, and it had Ellen, and Kristen Bell was on Ellen doing a little thing with teenagers. And Kristen Bell had four teenage girls in the car, and she was like, I'll buy frozen yogurt for the person that can tell me what time it is. And she showed them like an analog clock. None of them could do it. Not one of them knew.
That makes me a little sad.
I was pretty old by the time I learned how to read an analog
clock. Yeah, it was only like 5 years ago.
No.
All right. 8 years ago when you were in the hospital, you needed something to do.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do now while I'm laying here? I'm going to learn how to read a clock.
Well, whenever I have to set the clock back.
Like, what time is it? You're just all day,
to just go look at another clock to make sure I did it right.
So somebody had better set one of these right somewhere because. Yeah, I don't know. I forget how old I was. But like, I was definitely in like elementary school, I think. I don't know. Nobody taught me.
We always had clocks. Like my grandparents actually had a grandfather clock. We had like a clock with weights on it in the living room, and my dad always had pocket watches and like regular watches. So I knew like pretty early on, but I feel like we had an unusual amount of clocks. we were like clock man,
like Doc Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like we had an unusual amount of clocks everywhere, so I would like had to know what time it was.
All right. Speaking of Doc Brown, I know, John, I'm sorry about this, but I want to talk about a comic book for a quick second, but not about a comic book specifically, I guess, but sort of in general they're doing this. They're bringing back the 2099 stuff at Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Which is,
of all the fucking things to bring back, let's bring back something that didn't even really, I don't know, did it work? I don't
know. Time to bring Ravage 2099 back.
It's like the thing I keep demanding more Atlantis attacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why don't they bring that back? Yeah. Jesus.
What was that villain thing where...
Acts of Vengeance?
Yeah. Where, like, villains of someone else attack Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, that was their master plan.
Yeah.
We're going to have other... Like, because you're not used to them. Daredevil's not used to fighting the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. The good guys still won all the time.
That's just comics now. That's just what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they're bringing back 2099. And I feel like they even made a joke in this new Amazing Spider-Man where... Because the Spider-Man from 2099 came back. Because he needs to fix his future.
All right. Yeah.
But I think we've already... It was funny because I was reading this and I was like, yeah, but we've already established that there's other... Like, when you do that, you just create another timeline. Right?
Right.
Like old Biff giving young Biff the sports almanac. Right? Yeah. They just created the alternate 1985. But in fact, he does say in this one, he's like, no, like, this is my timeline. So I don't know how the hell this is. I feel like he's just trying to, Nick Spencer's just trying to explain away. Like,
well, I have a more simple explanation for this. When I was reading this, I was so thoroughly bored. And I was just like, oh, they just want me to buy these other two tie-in books. Which I'm not going to do. I'm not going to buy those. I'm going to continue to buy Amazing Spider-Man. But like that issue is just a complete waste to me. I was like, I don't mind the 2099 Spider-Man is there. And I don't mind that they're telling this little story. But like, I'm not buying those other books. And I kind of don't care. I would want them to be like 5 issues ahead of now when this is not going to matter anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not buying another shit either. But it's just, how many times has Spider-Man 2099 come back to the present to fix his time?
Everything Spider-Man is like into the Spider-Verse now anyway. So it's like there's all different timelines and anybody can show up from anywhere. Like, did you get Deadpool number 1?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like that?
It was okay.
I thought it was okay too. But also, like, there was Gwenpool was in there, and he's like, that was like a cool little cameo. And I thought his dialogue was funny.
Yeah, it's funny. There is a funny part in it. So Gwenpool has like a baby land shark that's like her little pet, and she's like, I need you to take care of him because my book keeps getting canceled, and your book, you always have a book. So I thought that was kind of amusing.
Yeah,
she's like, you always have a book. So, yeah, in this Deadpool, he kills a monster who's, like, the king of the monsters, and now he is now the king of the monsters. And he has, like, a throne and all this stuff, and, but he has to do, like, the boring king stuff. They're like, you have to meet with the delegates from the whatever. So, at least it's different. It's a new thing for Deadpool to do.
I don't really buy Deadpool comics, but I think I might continue to buy this one.
It's Kelly Thompson. She's very good. I don't know. The art is good.
I'm glad you said that because I know I was thinking you weren't going to like it because it's Chris Bachalo and you've complained about him before.
I did?
You've said some disparaging things about him, but not necessarily like that you hate him. But you were like, I just didn't like this issue.
Sometimes it doesn't work. Certain things he doesn't, certain artists have certain strengths.
It was so crazy because then I got to the credits page and I was like, I knew who the writer and the artist were. And they listed like 8 or 9 anchors. I was going to bring that up.
I don't think I've ever
seen that in one issue. 5, 6. 6 anchors.
Why would they have 6 anchors? Just to get it done on time?
Yeah,
I guess.
Probably. Is that really what you think it is?
With my behind-the-scenes knowledge of things, probably.
And Chris Bachalo's style lends itself to many different inkers. Like, I feel like his pencils aren't that different from what you would see when someone inks it, you know? Like, I feel like he really does most of the work. So I guess you could give it to a lot of different people and you're not like, oh, that looks wildly different.
Do you think he like drew a page and like, here you go, and then like drew another page and handed it to another person and hand it, or whatever?
I think that he probably like they send it whatever to the editor and whatever, they're like,
right,
please ink this. Am I right, John?
I mean, it's
yes. I mean, that would happen to me when we were doing some Star Trek books and a couple other things where I just jumped in on like 5 or 6 pages because it, but you kind of had to match. You're like try to match this style as best as you could,
right? Right. It's interesting because, yeah, you can't really tell, I guess, flipping through it. But
you can't tell. I mean, but I just feel like that's because he's, I don't know, because he's a good artist and his style is probably like, he probably has big, thick pencil lines and whatever. People know what to do.
Well, here's, I mean, my question is, I mean, I know they have a certain date they want to get it out by, but this is just issue one. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like, it's like, oh, we got to keep this on the schedule.
Well, you do have to keep it on a schedule. I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because if you miss your deadline and you have it set with the printer and you miss your print deadline, they still charge you the money for holding up everything because they're like, we've set up all our presses this way. And, you know, that's time and time is money, you know, right. So they still charge you. And then you got to pay for it again if you're late and then you go, okay, well, now it's going to be next week instead, you know.
And they're like printing like 20 other books on this big reel of paper, basically. Like
big web presses.
Yeah. So like your book, it might be printed next to, you know, fucking the Avengers that's scheduled to print that week and or whatever.
Right. No, I get all that. I understand. But it's still like, I mean, okay, they canceled all the X books back whenever that was. That was months ago. Mm-hmm. And now, like, they're relaunching them sort of one at a time. And, like, I guess what I'm only saying is, like, they knew they were going to relaunch Deadpool probably November, you know, back in June.
Oh, right. I didn't even think about this as being, like, part of the X-Men relaunch, but I guess it would be, right?
Yeah. Even though he's not in the other books, but yeah. They did cancel his book.
I was thinking
him as
so separate.
Yeah, you know? Me too. And he's not in, but he's part of the thing. Like, they canceled his book at the same time they canceled all the other X-books. So I'm only going by that. I don't know. Yeah, but hey, whatever. You know, shit happens.
Anything can hold anything up. The artist can be slow. It could be a death in the family. You could get sick, whatever, you know?
Right.
So
I'm not blaming anyone. It's just,
so many different pieces of it too. It's like maybe the colorist or the letterer or whatever.
Yeah. Those colorists are bums anyway.
And letterers. They all suck. And letterers, two of them are the worst, especially guys that do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. To losers. Yeah. Well, anyways,
would you two indulge me into talking about two more comic books really quickly?
John's just not going to pay attention.
Yeah, I'm just reading this thing about Sacha Baron Cohen talking about Facebook being the greatest pop propaganda machine in history. So you guys go on.
I want to see that spy movie that he's on Netflix. He's in some wild...
I don't even know.
Schools. He's like plays a dramatic part. And he's a star of like a he's like a Russian spy or something. Anyways,
what's going on in your comic books?
Star Wars wrapped up, and I know we
kicked
this skank to the curb long ago. But
yeah.
I decided to get the last issue to see if they could excite me, titillate me a little bit. And it was fine. There was a big fight between Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, and you know, everything's fine in the end. It was just a fine issue. There was a big battle, and you know, no one dies.
But of course, no one dies because
they're just saying like that it's going to be relaunched in January with Charles Soule writing. So
right. So this, and that's kind of a different era, or was it like? I thought I read that it was like called Empires or something like that, or it has some kind of subtitle. I forget. But like, they're not going to stop making Star Wars comics. But
No. Following the events of Empire.
Yeah, so this is going. So this is jumping ahead.
Yeah, because that's all you can do is with these Star Wars things is make them in right. between the movies.
Yeah. So there will be no Han Solo in any of these, though. That's the thing that I always find interesting. Unless you do flashbacks or whatever.
Yeah. But that's that. But I do have, you're reading the Batman White Knight series.
Yeah.
Did you pick up the Victor Von Fries one shot this week?
No.
Oh my god. Like it was really, really, really cool, man. It was Sean Murphy wrote it with Klaus Janson in mind as the artist, so like he's like a writer artist. He doesn't write for other people. And this is the story of this history's, you know, it's kind of like a Elseworlds origin of Victor and Nora. And them escaping from the Nazis and their whole family history with there's some Thomas Wayne in here. Gotta say, I know you don't like that, but but it all
which
it
Thomas all Wayne in. Is it? Thomas Wayne from the
it's,
Joker?
It's not just Wayne a regular Thomas? Old Thomas Wayne. That's you know like Victor helps deliver Bruce actually because there is some sort of problem like you know when Martha oh, like, is you know pregnant. Where she he doesn't deliver Bruce, but like there was a problem while she was pregnant with Bruce, and see he needs to Thomas brings her to her to Victor, and he uses some cryogenic thing to like stop whatever bad thing was going on with the pregnancy, but so it's just regular old Thomas Wayne, you know, before Bruce was born, and they're thankful to him, and like they're there's a story about a watch getting passed down from generation to generation, but it was just, it was really cool. It's like very good supplement to that White Knight thing. Cause it's part of the story, but he said he wrote it, but then he like realized that it needed to be its own issue. So,
oh, all right.
So good stuff.
How old must frickin' Mr. Freeze be? If I mean, he's well, gotta be, you know what I mean? He's already a doctor.
He was a kid when they tell the story, so he was like a little kid, and then he grows up and he's about the same age as Thomas Wayne.
All right,
so he's,
I mean, who cares, you know, why do he, I
he's
always
a, he's old when he's talking to Bruce at the end, like he's like, you know, 80 or 90 years old.
Oh, but
it kind of does track like age wise.
I don't know why I always ask that question, because comics and age, I mean, who cares?
Oh, yeah, they always tied, or I don't know if they always did, but there's always been like a Mr. Freeze and like a Nazi thing, I think. Kind of like Magneto in the Nazis.
Right.
Kind of like loose timeline, timey-wimey kind of thing.
Timey-wimey?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, timey-wimey! Here, this is kind of like a Schindler's List accompaniment. Oh. To and we all enjoyed that. What a happy movie.
Definitely a happy movie. All right. We got anything else? John, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Do you have any thing you need to you're working on that you want to?
I'm working on like 40% of Viz's books at the moment. My like goodness. For real. I've set like apparently a record because I work on like 10 or 11 titles for them currently.
Wow, really? Nice. A record?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was told. That's a record. It's the most titles anybody works on. So, yeah. So buy any My Hero book. There's like 3 of those, I think. By Splatoon, there's a couple of those coming out. Yu-Gi-Oh, Demon Slayer.
Is Splatoon like the video game?
Yeah, it's the video game. Okay. It's a weird comic. I was working on that this morning. Let's see what else. Blue Exorcist. So, I mean, pretty much everything that they put out, except for One Piece. And even I've worked on that, but it's been a long time. So,
So there's a good chance that you
Yeah, that's why this. I can go to a bookstore and take a picture of the manga section and go, here's the John Hunt section, because it literally is. Those are all books that I worked on.
My goodness.
That's so awesome.
You're a busy man. Yeah. You got to pay those bills. You got to put food in the wallet.
Yep, food in the wallet. Put money on the table.
Oh, very good.
Very well.
Very well. Is that everything? Got anything else, Clay, that you want to... I know there was other stuff.
People to like our Instagram page. So if you listen to this, like our Instagram, like our Facebook page if you haven't already, subscribe to shit. Just like our Instagram. I want to get our numbers up, bro.
Yeah.
Keep talking about it.
The gram numbers. Yeah. That's right. And it's fun stuff.
But also we've been posting some good stuff over there.
Yeah. Instagram is pretty easy. You know, there's nothing, it's not like Facebook, which is apparently the biggest propaganda whatever Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. Well, it is. It still is because it's
the greatest propaganda machine in history.
They're owned by the same company.
Yeah, they are owned by the Facebook owns Instagram. Yeah, so
I know, but like they're they don't. It's different. Instagram is a little less. I think it's less obtrusive and less annoying.
But they're still collecting the same data on you.
I see. All right. Well, then.
But who cares?
I hate social media. I'm not going to lie. It's annoying.
But without social media,
I unfollow so many people on my friends list now. So, because I'm just like, how did I go to school with so many crazy people?
I know. I unfollowed a lot of people too, and then now nothing on my Facebook feed. It's all just like comic. Groups that I followed to try to sell Robin Hood or try to sell my other comics. Like, no people are on there anymore.
I will snooze a bitch. Okay? I will snooze you for 30 days. And then if, then I might unfriend you or unfollow you after that.
Yeah, that's
if you get unsnoozed, if you get unsnoozed and the first thing you say is some bullshit, you're getting fucking unfriended, my friend.
Yeah, snooze is a good test. If you can live without them, snooze, you're like, wait a minute, I don't just, what did I do that for? Yeah. It's like a trial separation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just go right to the separation now.
Well, I'm not starting to follow anyone anymore. But
I like too many things. It keeps telling me, oh, you like too many pages, you have to unlike stuff.
You like too many.
You can only an individual person can only 5,000 things.
Really? Oh my god!
That's a lot of stuff to like, though.
Yeah, I could never. I would never.
Yeah, but over the course of my work, I've had to like band pages.
So I see.
There's probably 4,500 bands in there that I like, but I don't really.
You don't really like, I see.
I wouldn't say I like them. But I always get phone calls a lot, too. It's like, hey, I see you like this band on Facebook. What can you tell me about them? Can they sell any tickets? And I'm like, yeah, you can't really follow that. I had to write that on their page one time.
I mean, that doesn't tell you anything. Hey, but it gets their numbers up.
Yeah.
Get our numbers up.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like show, download us again on your mom's computer or something. Come on. Like us on Instagram. That's all I ask.
All right. There you go.
At League Podcast.
All right. Yeah, go to At League Podcast. Or also go to leaguepodcast.com. And even though Facebook is the greatest propaganda whatever
machine.
Machine. Thanks. Go over there and just like our page. I think then you can leave. You don't have to stay.
Yeah, then unfollow us.
Snooze us.
No, we're getting... Snooze us. Oh, well. But that's all I got. I think we're good.
Yeah, that's it. No more, right?
All right, that's it. No more. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah.
We're going to be gone. I'm not around next week, so we're going to be off for a few weeks, probably, or a couple weeks at least. Whatever. But
fuck it.
Go like all that stuff.
Go like your family.
Yeah, and go like your family, because it's Thanksgiving. All right. Very good.
All right. Sign up, shitheads.
Say that. Adios. Assholes. All right. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Lando Calrissian.